Mariota turns the corner to the five. Touchdown! Titans! Firing, he's got Walker! Touchdown! Titans! Completing a 90-yard drive. The Titans get it done again.
Welcome to Titans All Access with Amy Wells. I'm Mike Keith. Glad to be with you after a Monday night win over the Indianapolis Colts and excited to bring you some special things on this edition of the program, including a great Titans Buzz interview.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited about this one. I had the opportunity to sit down with Bianca Jackson, who's Adoree Jackson's mom. She's the 12th Titan at the Monday night game, and wow, she is really a special, special lady. I'm so excited for everyone to see it.
Look forward to that. Also look forward to Jim Wyatt's segment on the program. Of course, Jim Wyatt is the award-winning TitansOnline.com senior writer, editor, and he's going to answer your question.
Plus, Titans general manager John Robinson will have the Nissan keys to the game against Cleveland.
We're going to Cleveland. And you know who will be there? Number 98, Brian Arakpo. He leads off today's program in our one-on-one segment. Brian Arakpo, a veteran who has taken on a huge leadership role since he joined this team from Washington. Brian, was there a specific moment that you sensed where things turned around here?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say a specific moment, but probably that Chiefs game. Chiefs game was huge for us because the momentum was against us, to start the game, being down 14-0, and then just being on the road and during the cold, one of the coldest games in NFL history. It was an unbelievable victory for us to put that field goal through the uprights with Ryan. And you can start sensing that we were getting very confident in knowing how to close games. And that was our biggest weakness, knowing how to close games. So that's when I started to see the tide turn a little bit.
Let me ask you about the cold. I mean, you're from Texas.
Yeah.
Nobody's really used to like 5 degrees.
Nobody.
Nobody is.
Yeah.
How do you handle that?
You got to be a football player. You got to play in all kinds of conditions. And whether it's cold, whether it's extremely hot, whatever the case may be, you have to just go out there. Coach Mularkey says it all the time. Put your mouthpiece in your mouth and just go out there and just ball out, and that's the only thing you can do.
Do you play with a mouthpiece?
I do.
Have you always played with a mouthpiece?
Yeah.
Some guys don't.
Yeah, I mean, I used to not play with one, but, once you kind of take a few hits in the chin, in the jaw, when smaller running backs, they kind of get up in your jawline a little bit, it kind of stings.
A lot of the safety stuff has changed during the course of your career. What's the best piece of gear that's improved since you got in the league?
That's a good question. Maybe the helmets. The helmets, I love my helmet. I think I got a Revolution Speed. It's been beneficial for me for a long time. I've been having it for a while, and it's steadily improving and updating itself. But, that piece of gear I have has been tremendous for me.
Safety is a big concern for a lot of people in this league, and it has been for a long time. How many people ask Brian Arakpo, should I let my son play football, and what do you tell them?
Oh, I get that all the time. If it's my neighbors, if it's people just talking football in the store or whatever the case may be, from talking to kids at school. And my number one thing is let your kid, be balanced. That's what I have my son doing. He plays everything. And whatever he loves, whatever he is passionate about, you go pursue that with him or with her. And dealing with football is my son loves football, but you may have a kid that really not particularly doesn't care for it too much. Let him grow into the sport, and if he doesn't like it, then hey, he tried it, go on to another one, and there's plenty of other opportunities out there.
Why are current NFL players such big advocates of flag football to start for young people?
I think it's huge. I think that's important. You learn the fundamentals, you learn the basics of the game. Instead of getting out there, putting pads on a young kid that has no idea what they're doing. Till this day, my son's 7. He's still playing flag football because for me, it's not necessary to go out there and a kid not knowing what to do, not knowing how to tackle correctly, not knowing the technique, because that definitely causes injury, on an early stage. So I think flag football teaches you the essential basics of the game. So it's important.
So we're talking about some issues that aren't necessarily germane to your particular career at this moment, except from one standpoint. You're an elder statesman. Your opinion counts. What you tell people counts. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been through a lot. Going on my 9th year, I've seen a lot. seen the way we did things the old way in the old CBA, seen the way we do things in the new CBA. I mean, I got a good balance, so I can see both sides. And, you know, it's just, it's crazy. I used to be that young guy in the huddle, being that rookie, go out there, rook, and, you know, go make some plays. And now I'm one of the oldest guys in the huddle. It's unbelievable how the tide turns like that. But it's a great thing because now I'm getting able to see other guys coming into the league able to blossom, and it's unbelievable.
We got some good things coming up on the rest of Titans All Access, including a Microsoft Beneath the Surface piece with a Titans assistant coach. We'll also ask your questions of Jim Wyatt in our Ask Jim segment, and the Titans Buzz interview with Bianca Jackson, who is a breast cancer survivor and the mom of Adoree Jackson. We look forward to that.
Absolutely. But coming up next, Titans general manager John Robinson is going to give us the Nissan keys to the game in Cleveland. Stick around.
Write them down.
You're going to want to see them.
Yeah. There you are, Joe.
Hey, Mom. I think I got everything. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Gabriella's here.
Have a good time now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, all good?
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
This is the one knock I dread, and it never gets easier.
Time now for the Nissan Keys to the Game with General Manager John Robinson. We're headed to Cleveland this weekend, and Cleveland's defensive coordinator, a familiar name to Titans fans, Greg Williams. And that means you're going to handle pressure. He's going to have pressure coming from everywhere, isn't he?
Yeah, that's his history is to cook up stuff. And I'd say he's got some players on that side of the ball that you know, he can really mix in and be disruptive with Garrett, Jamie Collins, Ogba, you know, all high draft picks, really good football players. I mean, we'll have to be on our toes and be ready for whatever he cooks up.
Myles Garrett has just started playing in the last couple weeks after a high ankle sprain. He's a player you've got to locate at all times because in his first game, he had two sacks.
He was a pretty easy player to evaluate coming out of Texas A&M, a guy with that type of size, length, athleticism, really explosive off the edge. He had a lot of skills that you knew that would translate from the college game to the pro game pretty easily.
The head coach, Hugh Jackson, is also his own offensive coordinator. He's been known throughout his career to be very unpredictable. How off balance can he keep a defense?
A lot. Yeah, he's kind of like a mad scientist himself. You know, he'll take the tackles and split them out to create exotic formations. He'll run reverses, throwback passes, anything to keep the defense off balance and get them out of a rhythm, or at a minimum put stuff on film that, you know, you got to spend time practicing on throughout the course of the week. So we'll have to do a good job of being alert for anything that he's got, you know, kind of planned that may catch us off guard.
Cleveland has played young quarterbacks this season. The best way to keep a young quarterback sort of not getting into any sort of rhythm is pressure.
You know, we got to do a really good job of continuing to pressure the passer. Got to be disciplined in our rush lanes, you know, pick off blockers and create space for guys to get through, whether it's, you know, it's Casey or Rakpo or Morgan. You know, we think we've got some pretty good pass rushers up there. So, like you said, any way you can disrupt the quarterback with pressure and get him off the spot, get him off his rhythm, that's beneficial to our football team.
The Browns' offense has certainly had some difficulties, so key one is don't give them anything easy. Make them earn it.
No question. You know, they've really rebuilt that offensive line, retooled that with some good players. They've got two good backs in Crowell and Johnson. And they've got some playmakers in Kenny Britt. They've got the rookie tight end in Njoku. So they have guys that are capable of making explosive plays. We've got to be disciplined with our coverage. We've got to be disciplined with our gaps up front versus the run and try to get stops.
And finally, we all know about the dog pound. We know about Browns fans. There's going to be something good happen for the Browns, and you're going to feel that NFL passion there that's been there so long. You can't let that affect you if you're the opponent playing the Cleveland Browns.
You know, we've got to stay on top and execute our style of football, try to play mistake-free as much as possible and keep the crowd out of it. Because you said, they're a rowdy crowd. They're very passionate about their football team. So any type of momentum that the Browns can give them with their on-the-field play, that's going to juice them up and be disruptive for us. So we've got to play our style of football, go out and execute.
He's Titans general manager John Robinson, and those are his Nissan keys to the game.
The first thing that struck me was how it looks. It starts up very quickly. It's instant, in fact. Powerful. It takes you by surprise because it breaks from the norm. My name is Brody Neal. I'm a furniture designer.
It's time to witness the destruction of those who stand in our way of victory. Through and through, we bleed two-tone blue. The battle begins now. Together, we will forge ahead. PSL starting at $100. Flexible payment plans available. Get your 2017 season tickets at TitansOnline.com.
Welcome back to Titans All Access. It's time for the Titans buzz. And when the Tennessee Titans took the field for Monday Night Football, they had a very special 12th Titan in Vianca Jackson. Now, Vianca is Adoree Jackson's mom, and I had the opportunity to sit down with her right here in studio to talk about the special relationship she has with her son. All right, Miss Vianca, the first question I want to ask you is about Adoree as a young child. What was he like growing up?
Breathtaking. Always doing something. His vocabulary was never no. That was never in his. Whenever he tried to do anything, he did it to the fullest. Anything he put his heart to, any sports, any type of subject at school, God just allowed him to master everything.
So very committed, very driven.
Very driven. He's always going to play with his brother. And he's the smallest thing, but he loves to challenge the big people. And he's really good at it.
Well, we see him do that now all the time. Adoree's consistently going up against guys who are 60, 70 pounds bigger than him, physically are a lot taller than him. Where does that toughness come from?
I never played sports. I can't even touch what Adoree does. I wouldn't want to. I just thank God that he lends him that ability, that whatever Adoree touches, like the word said, the Midas touch, the Lord just flourish everything that he literally puts his hand on.
So you're here right now for this game as a breast cancer survivor. Tell me about your cancer diagnosis a little bit and what happened in that time in your life.
I was diagnosed May 2015. I literally felt a lump myself in January. And it was really large. It started to protrude. And I said, oh, no, something's wrong. So, you know, went in and had my mammogram. The doctor looked at me. He said, it's a mass. The lump was 3.3, and it was aggressive. Doctor said it was growing. It was really growing. So she says, I need to do chemo now. And I looked at her, I said, pardon me, doc? And she says, chemo now? So my fourth chemo treatment, my doctor, she started stuttering. She couldn't find it. The chemo worked that well. It literally shrunk it to like a dot, my doctor said. But I still had to have my lumpectomy, my surgery, December 2nd, 2015. So, you know, I advise all women, please do your own breast exam.
Being on the other side of that and having this moment to celebrate how far you've come, how far Adoree's come, what a neat experience.
Yes, it's wonderful. He called me. He says, Mom, you want to be okay? And I said, yes. I'm a crybaby. So I'm not going to cry, but I just thank the Lord that he chose me. I really do. I don't know what else to say, but thank him. Thank him and thank him for Adoree. I thank him for my husband, for all my children, my grandchildren. I just thank him for giving me another chance because he didn't have to. I knew I wasn't through. Something he wants me to do.
Thank you so much for taking some time to be with us. We are so thankful to have you as part of the Titans family.
Thank you so much.
I'll I'll tell you what, it really was an honor to have the opportunity to sit down and get to know Bianca a little bit. She is a remarkable woman. Now we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Jim Wyatt will be here to answer all of your questions in Ask Jim. Coming up next, we are going beneath the surface. Stick around.
The Surface laptop has a very open sound. It feels like the music is giving you a nice hug. There's something incredibly calming about fabric and the touch of soft things. The speed is great. The faster the computer, the happier my day is. My name is Zyla Foxlin, and I'm an entrepreneur and a designer.
Hey, I'm Jason Michael, quarterbacks coach for the Tennessee Titans, and it's time to go beneath the surface.
So here we are, it's 5:55 left in the fourth quarter, and we're in a 3-by-1 formation here. Taywan Taylor aligned as a single receiver out to the right, Eric Decker on the backside. We're trying to give a little bit of a run fake here to suck up the defense, and we're trying to get a little bit of action here with the two tight ends and give a run set with those guys there. We're going to fake the ball here to Derrick Henry across to try to get these linebackers tied down, to try to get a little bit of a run suck on these guys. Okay, so we were anticipating getting the safety down, okay, to our left based on what we had seen on film. You never know, you have to be able to adjust. Well, they actually played a middle of the field open look here. Okay, the two safeties are deep. And as we come off on the fake, okay, Taywan does a great job. 13 does a great job here of running and going to attack this safety. And you see it right here what he does. 29's in a bind. Is he gonna cross his face? Is he gonna keep it vertical? Is he gonna come back out of this route? And he runs up on his toes and closes the cushion like we always ask those receivers to do. And he does a great job of coming out of this. Delaney, underneath, off of that run fake, comes out and he hits the outside linebacker here. Okay, now he's on a route as well. And we had worked this route thinking, okay, that we were gonna get this ball to Delaney. Well, they changed the coverage, gave us something we weren't anticipating. But the read for the quarterback here is we call it a ladder read or a high to low read. So he's looking right now, is Taywan open? Obviously he is. So Marcus, as you'll see from the end zone copy, does a great job of moving in the pocket. The offensive line does a great job of protecting him. But when you're in play action protection, okay, you get a number of looks. You're going to be on edge. Okay, these are the drills we do every day with Marcus. Of, you know, he sees the rush, the nose starts to come off a little bit to the right here. Just these subtle movements in the pocket where he can step left, step up in the pocket to avoid this rush and help the offensive line push these guys up the field. And he makes a very good throw here to Taywan, who gets behind the defense. And that's this week's Beneath the Surface.
From breaking down your favorite play to answering all of your questions with Jim Wyatt, we're full service here on Titans All Access. Jim Wyatt, are you ready to answer some of the fans' questions?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get started. Andy would like to know, besides Derrick Henry's size and his toughness, what makes him such a good back for this Titans team?
Well, I think his ability just to kind of wear down defenses. I think what the Titans have done with DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry is they just kind of keep trying to pound you. Maybe early in the game it doesn't look pretty, but you set yourself up for big runs later in the game. That's what happened in the Monday night game against the Colts. He busted loose from that 72 yards touchdown Titans, game over.
All right, Brian would like to know, should Titans fans be worried about Marcus Mariota's hamstring going forward?
Well, as long as he's smart with it like he was on Monday night, I think he should be okay. Obviously, he's not 100% yet. You could see that when he had an opportunity to run against the Colts and he slid. If he can just make it to the bye week, which comes the game after Cleveland, he should have ample time to heal where it shouldn't be an issue. But until then, you know, maybe keep your fingers crossed, you know, grab the rosary beads, whatever you need to keep him safe.
Marcia says, Adoree Jackson is flying around on defense. For a little guy, he's able to make some big plays.
Yeah, he's a feisty guy, and I thought he really played well against the Colts. You know, I think he's getting more comfortable the more he plays. Him and Logan Ryan especially kind of shut down Indianapolis receivers in the second half of that game, and I think it's a good sign moving forward.
Carly asks, it was nice to see Eric Decker make some big plays. Do you think we'll be able to see more of him going forward?
He's another guy who I think is getting more comfortable playing with Marcus Mariota in the offense. How much more will we see? I mean, I think some of that depends on Corey Davis. You know, I think Corey Davis is nearing a return. When he returns to the lineup, you know, obviously some balls are going his direction. Rashard Matthews, Decker, I think Taywan Taylor, all those guys are going to be a factor. But Corey Davis is going to cut into some of those snaps when he's back.
John says, Ryan Succop kicked 5 field goals against the Colts. Do you think he is one of the Titans' MVPs so far this season?
Well, he's been good, and Brett Kern's really been good, you know, punting the football. You know, Succop's gotten to where he's almost automatic. He has been automatic inside the 50. That's now 50 in a row. That's an NFL record. You pretty much can count on 3 points anytime he goes out there. I know Coach Malarkey, I know members of the offense would like to see him only out there for extra points, but he's been really good so far.
All right, Jim, this last question I'm excited about because I know you're a big Taywan Taylor fan. Roy asked, why have you been such a fan of Taywan Taylor since the very first time you saw him practice?
Well, he's just kind of an underdog. You know, all the talk was about Corey Davis when the draft came rolling along. Taywan Taylor, obviously a third-round pick out of Western Kentucky. I just like the way he goes about his business. He's a quiet, humble kid, but he has made plays for this team, and it started back in the offseason. He's continued to be on a good progress, and I think he's going to develop into a really nice player.
All right, Jim White, it's good to see you have your lucky rosary beads and your rabbit's foot and all of that good stuff back here. Jim Wyatt will answer all of your questions. Use hashtag TitansTakes to get them to us. We have a lot more All Access coming up after this break, so don't go anywhere.
There you are, Joe.
Hey, Mom. I think I got everything. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Gabrielle.
Have a good time now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, all good?
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
This is the one knock I dread, and it never gets easier.
And a gutsy performance by quarterback Marcus Mariota, playing with a hamstring injury, not being able to play his game. Looking, throwing deep, there's Taylor at the 10, at the 5, in the end zone, for the exclamation point.
Cleveland this week, next weekend, the Titans are off.
So you are also off, Mike Key.
Whoa.
You're not hosting the show next week. I'm hosting the show next week.
How does that work?
Surprise. No, I'm going to have you come in as my guest.
Okay.
I will host the show. I'm going to ask you some of your favorite Titans games. And I was thinking, because Halloween is around that time,
right,
your favorite Titans games around the holidays.
Whose idea was this?
Mine.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
It better be.
Uh-huh. I'm really excited. You have a whole week to prepare.
Do I still get to throw to the end?
Yes. You can wrap this up. Yep.
Okay. So next week, I'm a guest, supposedly. For Amy Wells, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Guests bring snacks. It's going to be great.
This will never work.